WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. President Biden in Peru for the APEC summit, trying to reassure allies, including Japan and South Korea, that security and trade will remain a priority for the U.S. The president also met with Peru's president and discussed international collaboration and battling drug cartels.
We want to thank you for elevating our fight against drug trafficking.
Tomorrow, President Biden meets China's leader and then heads to Brazil for the G20 summit next week. Senate Democrats and some Republicans are pushing for the release of the House Ethics Committee findings into the sexual misconduct investigation of Matt Gaetz as the Senate prepares for confirmation hearings for Gaetz as Attorney General. Gaetz resigned his House seat ahead of the release of the report. In Georgia, opening arguments began today in the bench trial of accused murderer Jose Ibarra, the Venezuelan undocumented migrant, is accused of raping and killing University of Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley in February. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. There'll be an extra charge when you charge your electric vehicle. The State Department of Revenue announcing Thursday a 3 cent per kilowatt hour tax on the electricity from an EV charging station beginning next year. The revenue generated will help fund road repairs and construction. Wausau-based Aspirus Health has announced plans to open a clinic and ER in Chippewa Falls following the sudden closure of the hospital there. Chippewa Falls has been without hospital services since the closure of HSHS St. Joseph Hospital earlier this year. A crucial step forward for a pipeline project in northern Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has granted permits required for Enbridge Energy to reroute its Line 5 pipeline around the land of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and warmer tomorrow, highs in the mid-50s. Some showers around Saturday night, drying out for Sunday, partly sunny and a high in the upper 50s. Rain chances return to start next week. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. It's 52 right now. 99.7
Thank you.
Janet Jackson kicking off the weekend with another 50-minute music hour. 80s, 90s, and more. It's 99.7 Max FM. So happy to have you with us. I appreciate you listening at work, at home, in the car. Reminder, you can listen to us anytime, anywhere, wherever you are this weekend with our free Civic Media app. Download our app and find Max FM.
Searching for an answer. 80s, 90s, and more.
Call me, 99.7 Max FM.
XFM Sports.
There's men's college basketball on tap tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. 3-0 Badgers playing host to top-ranked Arizona. 8 p.m. tip at the Kohl's Center. 15th-ranked Marquette off to a 3-0 start there at Maryland. Top-ranked Badger women's hockey team opens a two-game series at number 2 Ohio State in Columbus tonight. Badger men off to just a 2-8 start, 1-5 in the Big Ten. They'll play at Penn State this weekend. Coach Mike Hastings says they need a good start.
I think momentum in this building is really important. They've got one of the more, let's just say, involved student sections in the country, and it's right behind your goaltender. And so getting off to good starts and trying to keep them at bay as long as you possibly can, I think is important, as it is anytime you go on the road.
Packers put the wraps on their practice week today. We'll face the Bears in a noon kick at Soldiers Field on Sunday. The football Badgers face number 1 Oregon in Big Ten action tomorrow night at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Standing in the rain with his head hung low. Couldn't get a ticket. It was a sold-out show. Heard the roar of the crowd. He could picture the scene.
Stop!
maximum music. Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. You might have a little task tonight when you get home. It's going to make your life a lot less smelly. We'll put it that way. I'm going to leave it at that. I'll tell you more in 10 minutes as we kick off another great weekend. It's 99.7 Max FM.
I was so high. I try my best to feed her appetite, keep her coming every night, so hard to keep her satisfied.
Seven Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. This is a task that'll make things a little less smelly. Now, hear me out. We're not talking about your husband, your partner, anything like that. No. We're talking about cleaning out your refrigerator. Now, this is one of those national days. It happens to be today. But I cannot tell you the value in cleaning out your refrigerator. I just did it recently. I thought I had a clean refrigerator. And there were still a couple of things in there where I was like, wait a minute, Aaron, how did you leave that in there for so long? Now, I will say, I think National Clean Your Refrigerator Day is more impactful when you go into your break room at your office, unless your office is at home, of course. But our break room, I don't understand. Like, don't you want to eat the food you brought in? Clean out the refrigerator. We've got a sign posted. Basically, you got to clean it out every week. And we're just going to throw your stuff away if it's still sitting in there. There you go. It's a simple and very beneficial task. 99.7 Max FM.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hungry for a delicious deal? Pizza Ranch in Baraboo has you covered. For just $20, grab a medium pizza, small cheesy ranch sticks, and our famous cactus bread. Or, if you're feeding a crowd, get two large pizzas for only $25. Your choice of single topping or specialty. It's a deal made for sharing. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open too. Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and make dinner easy and delicious tonight.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's time once again for the Boy Scout Troop 247th Annual Camping for Cans Box Camp. That's going to be happening on Saturday, November 9th. The troop will spend 24 hours camping in cardboard boxes in front of Viking Village Foods in Reedsburg. They'll be collecting non-perishable food items, and Viking Village will be matching each item that they receive. And then all the items will be donated to the Reedsburg Food Pantry. This community service project not only assists with the food pantry shelves before the holidays, but it also brings awareness to homelessness in our area. Please support the amazing effort. For more details, you can check out their Facebook page. Again, this will take place on Saturday for 24 hours, starting at 9 a.m. and going till Sunday morning at 9 as well. It's also time for the Portage High School Holiday Bazaar with music, crafts, and raffle prizes. All proceeds will support the Portage High School special education programs. This will also be on Saturday, November 9th from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Indulge in a festive wonderland of creativity and cheer. There'll be a delightful array of handcrafted treasures from local artisans and vendors, each offering unique gifts and holiday decorations to make your season merry and bright. Again, this will start at 9 a.m., runs until 2 p.m. It'll be at the Portage High School Gymnasium. And once again, the Reedsburg VFW Post 1619 will be hosting their monthly breakfast buffet. It's open to the public every second Sunday of the month with made-to-order omelets, scrambled eggs, breakfast sausages, hash browns, and so much more. $10 per person. Each person under 10 will get in for $1 for each year of age. This again is every second Sunday from 8 a.m. until noon at Thurber Greenwood VFW Hall in Reedsburg. Check out their Facebook page for all the details.
This is your chance to support women and female-owned businesses during the first Wisconsin Women's Wellness Expo. Experience this unique event from 9 to 5 at the Ho-Chunk Convention Center in Baraboo on November 23rd. Admission is just $30, which includes speakers and interactive workshops designed to help you learn yoga, hormone health, herbalism, dealing with menopause, and more. Find your tickets at www.embracingfeminine.com/expo and be one of the first to attend the Wisconsin Women's Wellness Expo.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and warmer tomorrow, highs in the mid-50s. Some showers around Saturday night, drying out for Sunday, partly sunny and a high in the upper 50s. Rain chances return to start next week. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. Currently, it's 47 degrees.
99.7
Still blue. 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Say you don't. Recognize my face. Say you don't care who goes to that kind of place. Knee deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight. Too many runaways eating up the night. Marconi plays the bamba. Listen to the radio.
99.7 Max FM. Don't forget, David Grant and Emily will be out together at their first appearance as the new morning show. They're going to be hanging out at Back Row Baraboo Motors next week, Friday from 11 to 1. Stop by and say hello with Max FM.
And more. 99.7 Max FM. Chuck, 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 gone.